And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies. Sun starting to come out here in the Nishna Valley as some early morning fog clears, and our temperature is at 56 degrees. We look for partly sunny skies today with north winds at 10 miles per hour and a high of 78. Tonight, fair to partly cloudy and a low of 54. We did pick up 47 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall yesterday here at the KJN studios. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. News is brought to you here this morning by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. The Atlantic City Council met last night in the council chambers at City Hall, and one of the big agenda items was approval of a veteran's new housing forgivable loan program policy. The policy was brought up for discussion, and Councilman Chris Jimerson stated he thought the program should include the opportunity for some current local veterans to take advantage. Under the initial proposal, the policy would require someone to have not lived in Atlantic for the past 24 months to qualify. The program is in coordination with the Home Base Iowa program that aims to bring retiring veterans to or to return to Iowa to build their lives after the military. The initial 24-month requirement was with the thought that they wouldn't just be giving money to someone already here. Jimerson contended that veterans already living here have proven they want to be here and would give them incentive to build a new home. The program involves the opportunity for up to $15,000 in incentives to build and improve a new home in the Atlantic City limits. The initial program would have $90,000 or the opportunity for six potential recipients. The council decided to amend the requirements to allow for two of those recipients to be local and keep the 24-month away requirement for the other four slots. That amendment was unanimously approved, and then the full amended policy was unanimously approved by the council as well. The program is seeded with $90,000 from the EDR, Economic Development Revolving Fund. The city may pursue replenishing the loans through a tax increment financing, but specific projects will need to be identified and can occur later. In other business, the council approved street closures for the Atlantic Homecoming Parade on October 11th and a closure of a portion of 6th Street near the city park for the Atlantic First Responders Family Night Out event on Sunday from 4 to 7 p.m. this week. The council also passed a resolution amending the city financial policy to add Section 204, a federal procurement policy with regard to federal disaster funds from FEMA after running into a situation there with those funds being available this summer due to flooding. The new elementary school addition to the Griswold Middle School High School building is officially open. Griswold School administrators hosted a ribbon-cutting ceremony yesterday for the 33,000-square-foot addition. The new building will house two classrooms per grade level and it'll have an area for special education and preschool. The building also has a multi-purpose area that will serve as an auditorium, gymnasium, and cafeteria. The new addition also includes new administrative offices, with the previous offices being converted to classrooms. KJAN News Time is 7:09.
I have been told over and over that what happened in Atlantic saved my life.
That's Anita resident Cheryl Wessels talking about her experience at Cass County Health System. Cheryl remembers telling her nurse that she felt like she didn't really belong in the emergency department. Moments later, Cheryl's heart stopped. Our staff sprang into action. They soon had her stabilized and on a helicopter, flying to the closest cath lab where a cardiologist was waiting.
I couldn't have been better served than I was here in my local community. The feedback at Bergen Mercy, everyone along the way, the care, the procedures, whatever was handled here locally was absolutely perfect.
Because of the care she received from her neighbors at Cass County Health System, Cheryl stabilized and on a helicopter, flying to the closest cath lab where a cardiologist was waiting.
I couldn't have been better served than I was here in my local community. The feedback at Bergen Mercy, everyone along the way, the care, the procedures, whatever was handled here locally was absolutely perfect.
Because of the care she received from her neighbors at Cass County Health System, Cheryl survived a widowmaker heart attack. We invite you to read her amazing story at casshealth.org.
In other news, the Atlantic School District staff have produced a pair of videos explaining the new traffic patterns for Washington Elementary and the middle school Schuler Elementary area, with the upcoming school year getting ready to start here at the end of the week. A new parking lot and drop-off lanes were constructed following the 2018-19 school year at Washington Elementary, part of a $9.5 million bond issue for updating the district's facilities. You can see those videos that explain those new traffic patterns and drop-off procedures on our news page at KJN.com under that same story. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports a two-vehicle property damage accident yesterday afternoon on Highway 34 near Dogwood Avenue. A 2019 Chevy Trax owned and operated by 46-year-old Jeremy Snipes of Red Oak was stopped at an eastbound bridge construction traffic light on Highway 34 when a 2018 Chevy cargo van owned by Plebrico Company of Omaha, operated by 28-year-old Michael Bland, also of Omaha, was eastbound on Highway 34, and the van failed to get completely stopped prior to striking the rear of the Snipes vehicle. Damage was estimated at $1,200 to the Snipes vehicle and $600 to the 2018 Chevy cargo van. There were no citations issued, and that investigation is considered complete. A Missouri appeals court has ruled that the former superintendent of the Missouri State Highway Patrol overstepped her authority when she fired a trooper who was driving a boat when a handcuffed Iowa man fell out and drowned. The appeals court on Tuesday sent the case back to the patrol to determine proper punishment for Trooper Anthony Piercy in the 2014 death of 20-year-old Brandon Ellingson of Clive at the Lake of the Ozarks. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports a patrol review board recommended that Piercy be reinstated but transferred out of the Jefferson City Troop. Former Superintendent Sandra Karsten fired Piercy in 2017. Piercy is still fighting to have his law license reinstated after it was revoked twice. A hearing on the appeal is scheduled for early next month. The National Weather Service says the tornado that damaged or destroyed several buildings in rural Warren County was rated an EF3 with peak winds of 150 miles per hour. It touched down near Lacona a little after 6 a.m. Tuesday and ran for nearly 6 miles. It damaged the Iowa Operator and Engineers Training Facility. No deaths or injuries were reported. The Des Moines Register reports that another tornado spotted Tuesday touched down a little before 6:25 a.m. near Tracy. It was rated an EF1 with peak winds of 110 miles per hour. It damaged several roofs and trees but did not injure any people. The DNR is on site investigating a fish kill at 5 o'clock last night. Local USDA Service Center staff noticed the dead fish while stream sampling in the area. The DNR has little information yet. While the fish differ in size and species, in the affected area is at least 3 miles long. The source and extent of the fish kill are still under investigation. Downstream livestock producers may want to consider using another water source for their animals until the pollutant has been identified. Residents should keep children and pets out of the stream for 24 to 48 hours after the pollutant is gone. The DNR is continuing to investigate. The DNR asks anyone seeing a fish kill after or an obvious pollutant to notify the field office or call a 24-hour spill line at 515-725-8694. The earlier DNR is notified, the easier it is to trace that pollutant source. The Cass County Democratic Party recently completed their school supply drive by dropping off supplies to area schools. The drive yielded 10 large plastic tubs plus several sacks of supplies. The donations were distributed prior to the school year starting so that the children would have their new backpacks and supplies, ensuring their new school year started off right. Cass County Democratic Party Chair Sherry Telly said, "I want to thank the community for their generosity and, of course, thank to the businesses that agreed to be drop-off sites in their communities for the donations. Without their help, the drive would not happen. Thanks also to my volunteers who helped to pick up the donations from those area drop-off sites." And a Des Moines man who recorded what he says was the abuse of a show pig at the Iowa State Fair earlier this month is banned from the fair for life. Wheaton Mather tells the Des Moines Register that he and a friend were at the fair August 8th when he saw a boy hitting a squealing show pig in the face with a stick called a hog whip, and Mather started recording on his cell phone. He confronted fair CEO Gary Slater about the incident 10 days later. Mather says Slater tolerated his questions at first, but then became dismissive and called fair police. Mather says that's when an officer told him he was being ejected for life. Fair spokeswoman Mindy Williamson says Mather was banned because he was combative and a little threatening. We'll check funeral announcements next. News time, 7:15.
I have been told over and over that what happened in Atlantic saved my life.
That's Anita resident Cheryl Wessels talking about her experience at Cass County Health System. Cheryl remembers telling her nurse that she felt like she didn't really belong in the emergency department. Moments later, Cheryl's heart stopped. Our staff sprang into action, They soon had her stabilized and on a helicopter, flying to the closest cath lab where a cardiologist was waiting.
I couldn't have been better served than I was here in my local community. The feedback at Bergen Mercy, everyone along the way, the care, the procedures, whatever was handled here locally, was absolutely perfect.
Because of the care she received from her neighbors at Cass County Health System, Cheryl survived a widowmaker heart attack. We invite you to read her amazing story at casshealth.org.
In your funeral announcements, Lois Lillian Van Cleve, age 80 of Guthrie Center, died Sunday at Guthrie County Hospital. Massive Christian burial for Lois Lillian Van Cleve will be held today at 10 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home Guthrie Center has arrangements. Stephen Eugene Hutchins, age 58 of Stewart, died Sunday at Unity Point Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Stephen Hutchins will be held on Thursday here today at 10 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home Stewart Chapel. Inez Clint Drager, age 82 of Atlantic, died Sunday at home. Memorial services for Inez Clint Drager will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Friday at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockerberry Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Barbara Muherder, age 85 of Atlantic, died Sunday at Allen Place in Atlantic. Funeral services for Barbara Muherder will be held on Friday at 11 a.m. at First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Wilbert Robert Pittman, age 93 of Avoca, died Tuesday at Avoca Specialty Care. And funeral services for Wilbert Robert Pittman will be held on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home has the arrangements. Jerry Lee Culbertson, age 67 of Bagley, died Sunday at his home. Memorial services for Jerry Lee Culbertson will be held Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Judy Ann Versteg, age 73 of Anna, Texas, formerly of Griswold, died Monday at home. Funeral services for Judy Versteg will be held Saturday at 1 p.m. at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is assisting family with arrangements. Alan L. Jensen, age 83, a resident of the Manila Manor, died Monday. Funeral services for Alan Jensen will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Mary Ann Osman, age 87 of Clarinda, died Saturday at Westridge Quality Care and Rehab. A massive Christian burial for Mary Ann Osman will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home Harlan has arrangements. Galen and Carolyn Pengraft Wiley have passed away. A joint graveside service for Galen and Carolyn Wiley will be held on Thursday, August 29th at 2 p.m. at the St. John Cemetery in Griswold. Recon Funeral Home in Griswold has the arrangements. Alex Anthony Laley, age 53 of Atlantic, died on Sunday at his home. Gathering to celebrate the life of Alex Laley will be held Saturday, August 31st from 1 to 3 p.m. with a prayer service at 3 p.m. at Hockerberry Family Care in Atlantic. Linda Osborne, age 59 of Wyota, died Saturday at her home in Wyota. Private family service will be held for Linda Osborne. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. And Clinton Ashburn, age 52 of Greenfield, died Tuesday at his home in Greenfield. Funeral services for Clinton Ashburn are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. That's your news and funeral announcements here on KJN, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital, Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.